All right, we are backstage here in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest at Rivian Park. Endling out of Norway is getting set to take the stage. I think they're calling it, is it International Night? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you actually get to kind of get the event started here in just a little while. So I know you're getting ready to do sound check, and I'm sure I will get your first name wrong. So introduce yourself, because Endling is the name of the band, right?
Yeah, that's right. My name is Celia, but it's spelled with a J, so everyone calls me Sil J here.
And based in Norway, in what city in Norway?
We're based in Oslo.
So your debut full-length album came out last year, and it was called Mood Booster. And I read an interview with you from, I think, last year, where you said, in America at least, we think of mood boosters as, you know, something that, like, will pick you up and might improve your mood, right? Well, I love your perspective on that phrase, if you could explain that.
Yeah, Mood Booster, the album, it's kind of about boundaries in a way. So it's about, I guess, codependence and ending up feeling like you're somebody's sole reason for being happy or, you know, staying in a certain mood. So obviously Mood Booster could be, you know, if you put on a Mood Booster playlist, I'm guessing on like YouTube or Spotify or whatever, it's going to be all like singing in the shower sort of songs. And my album isn't. It's more mellow and dream poppy. But it's kind of exploring boundaries and how to set good boundaries and how much you should depend and not depend on someone.
Here's a live version of the title track to that Mood Booster album from Endling on WNRN.
Feel.
out more with Inling from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
Well, and I like how you describe your music as dream pop, because I hear some of the elements that you incorporate and I think immediately of shoegaze. And I don't know if that term means anything to you, or you're trying to kind of maybe do something different with that, because, and I think fondly of that genre. And you know, we play Slow Dive and My Bloody Valentine, and I'm of an age to remember, like, I saw Lush at Lollapalooza and that sort of thing. You know, it conjures up these emotions and just memories, and for certain people. But then, you know, I love that a new generation is kind of hearing these sounds in a new way. So describe how you kind of came to this as your sound for your band.
Oh, right. For me, it was through Beach House. I think a lot of people kind of rediscovered shoegaze through Beach House, because they started with kind of like a very dream poppy sound, and then they have some heavier stuff that I would call shoegaze, at least. And I also love Slow Dive, and they also, you know, did a revival with a new album and everything. Yeah, and that's kind of like the kind of music that I want to make, because when you make shoegaze, you get to make a lot of noise and still be quiet. It's like my favorite thing ever with music.
Well said. We're visiting with Inling backstage in South by Southwest, Austin, Texas. You can probably hear the birds chirping around us. We've got a couple of large trees here in the backstage area at the park that Inling is about to perform in. So Spirit Goth, the label, is putting out your new album later in the year, right? So we've just added the new single, It's Almost Like You're Here, to our playlist at WNRN. And I know you've got a new single coming out in a couple days, right?
Yeah, it's coming out on Friday. And that's actually funny you mentioned My Bloody Valentine, because that's my most, like, My Bloody Valentine-inspired single. It's quite, it's got a bit of a more harsh or, like, harder sound than my other songs, and it's so much fun to play live.
Cool, and explain to folks, too, that maybe, you know, this is what South By is about, and discovering new bands, and going to, you know, you stumble into some venue, and it's a showcase for a group of artists you've never even heard of, and you discover your next new favorite thing. So live, you guys are a four-piece, is that right? But then on record, maybe talk about the difference between, because I sort of think of you as a solo or maybe duo thing in the studio, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Right now we're traveling as a three-piece. So we have a drummer and a guitarist, and then we have tracks, and I'm also playing guitar, so two guitarists and a drummer. And in the studio, it's me, and I also have Adrian Sandberg, who's the producer and also instrumentalist on a lot of the tracks. And he's been with me since the beginning, so he's pretty much a part of Inling as well. But it's my, like, solo project. It started out as, yeah.
How did it all kind of come together? I read somewhere, I think GarageBand was a big thing early on.
Yeah, I think a lot of, because I think it's a very good thing that music production has become so accessible. So I started out just making songs on my guitar and stuff. And then I was lucky enough to have, like, a MacBook, which comes with GarageBand. Yeah. And, you know, it's so easy to just kind of record and to find drum loops and everything. And it's also a very, I would say dream pop is quite a forgiving sound when you start to make those first home-based demos, you know, because everything is supposed to have reverb and lots of effects anyways. So if you mess up a little bit, it doesn't matter as much.
I saw something about, did you collaborate? I haven't heard it, but was there a Mexican band, Petit Ami? Is that how you say it? How did that come about?
It's actually just because I'm such a fan. So I sent them a DM and asked them if they wanted to make a song with me. I first heard a track of them that's called Otra Vez, which is just a beautiful track, and their whole first album, I really love the first album. Yeah, so I just reach out, and that's what's amazing with social media these days, I guess. So you can kind of get these sort of collaborative things happening, even though we haven't actually met in real life yet.
So are you hoping to make some of those connections here, maybe, while you're in Austin? How many days are you here?
Oh, we're staying until Sunday, and absolutely. Yeah, I have a few both local and also UK-based band I'm very excited to see.
And I feel like South By has been such an institution for American bands for so long that some of us are getting kind of jaded, whereas I feel like there's always really strong international showcases every year that I've come, where the foreign bands really get into it, because it is a cool opportunity. Like, it might be your only chance to come to the States and play shows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a big thing to come to the States for a European band. So obviously we want to make the most of it and just see as much music as we can while we're here.
Do you have a release date yet for the full album, the next one?
Yes, I'm going to release it in two parts. So the first part is kind of like shoegaze inspired, and that's going to be out in June. And then the second part sometime in the fall, I think, maybe early 2026. That will be the full album. Yeah.
Here's a live version of the song After 10 from Inling on WNRN. And that's Endling Live, a song called After 10. And now more with Celia of Endling from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas this year.
Any other plans for the rest of the year? Any chance maybe coming through Virginia at some point?
Oh, I really wish so. The thing is, it's quite difficult to get an artist visa to tour in the US. So we hope to do a proper tour maybe in the fall or maybe early next year. Yeah, but for now we have a lot of European dates though. So if you find yourself in Paris, you should come see us.
Yeah, so is this your first time then in the US?
We actually played once before in New York 2 years ago. That was my first time in the US. Yeah.
If I ever make my way to Norway, and I'm sure you get this question a lot, but what would be your top few things that I should make sure to do?
Oh, it's a very good country to visit if you like nature. So it would be like to see the fjords. And for that, it's great to stay in Bergen. And you see like this is a good, I think they call it like the gateway city to the fjords or something like that. Yeah, so you should go to Bergen.
Any type of cuisine or anything you all are known for?
Norway used to be quite like a poor nation. So I feel like our traditional food are kind of bears that sort of tradition in it. So everything is like very, how do you call that? Like it's very like conserved, like everything's salted or dried, you know, because it used to be what you had to do in the winter to like survive. So it's like potatoes and salted meat.
Yes, I grew up in a family that was very much like that. So I understand. Thank you for the travel tips.
Yeah, of course, of course. I hope you come.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know you got to get to soundcheck, and we look forward to the next single coming out this week and the two-part album in the coming months.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. That was so nice.
I'm Jeff Sweatman. That was Celia from Endling, Y-N-D-L-I-N-G. Other sessions from South by Southwest in Austin this year, along with our playlist of our highlights and the photo album, can all be found at WNRN.org.